Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And we have Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing, Dale?
Aloha, Dale.
Aloha, sweetheart. Oh, how am I doing today? Fair to middling. That's the best way I can tell you.
Yeah. Well,
and,
go with what you're saying.
What? No, I don't have anything to say.
No, I'm just... Well, what I was going to tell you is that I, you know, this show is especially advertised. I mean, I did a TikTok, I did an Instagram, and just wanted to let you know. I mean, you know, we are seeing the results. Just so you know.
How wonderful!
I wanted you to know that you were appreciated, and you know, just because everybody should take some time to have a special session with Dale, and that I wanted you to feel like you were appreciated. Okay, Dale?
Well, thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate that more than you'll ever know. I need that right now. I don't feel it, but I mean, around me, so I'm very happy that I am appreciated.
Yeah.
Well,
but
you really are. Well, I thought that you definitely knew that.
On the good part, what I want to do tomorrow is take a run up to the California side of Tahoe, and you'll like this, Jonathan, and pick up some scratch-offs, because my birthday Sunday, so figuring maybe I'll get lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we want to wish you an early birthday, so everybody, it's Dale's birthday. Drop her a happy birthday message on her Facebook.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. So what's up with you, Barb?
I feel great. I have been working out like I used to, the way I used to, real hard. And I feel so good, especially my brain. People don't realize how important exercise is for your brain as well as your body, do they?
That is very true. Richard and I, we swam. You can put Richard if you want. Is he there? Is he showing that he's there?
Yeah, he's here.
If you can put
yeah,
him up.
Aloha. Aloha.
Hi,
to
Richard.
Everybody. How you all doing? I'm doing
great,
fine.
Great, Richard.
Hey.
Just been... you know, doing book work and stuff like that. And in fact, it's supposed to be slightly raining outside. I have to look through my Venetian blinds to see it. But other than that, I think we're doing pretty good. And
kind of nice having rain.
Oh, yeah. And I enjoy watching both Dale and Bly training their German Shepherd. That's an experience. It has the whole backyard is its toy playground. It has all kinds of playthings, a 40-foot hose that loves to haul around, and you know a few chairs
wow.
and buckets
really? Does
and
it chew up that hose?
Toys.
Does it chew up that hose?
Oh yes.
Oh.
Chews up everything. You just give it to him whatever you don't like because he's going to chew it, right?
Well, now this new thing is going over to my bookshelf, and which I'm trying to sell some stuff on eBay and Craigslist. I have some stuff, you know, too much stuff, so I want to get rid of it. So he decides he's going to help, and he's taking one at a time out of the bookshelf and handing it to me.
Oh, that's great. They can do amazing things. I've seen this on YouTube, and it was a German Shepherd, and they had in the backyard a whole thing, and it was walking on its hands. It was walking on just two of its back legs on a rope. I mean, it had to go through this whole course, and they can train those German Shepherds to do a lot.
Oh, I know. We're working on it, except he's very smart. He's smarter than us.
Yes. The question of who's training who.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We're talking like two. I mean, I just bought him a bed, and we're watching all these shows on how to train him properly. We've had nine shepherds. This is the one that is crazy. I mean, you know, he's really smart.
Oh,
he's really intelligent.
He's smart.
He's very defiant. He does what he wants to do.
Well,
strong personality.
But Barbara, I'm telling you, out of all the dogs I've had, I love this one the most, as crazy as he is. He waits for me. I mean, I just love this dog. I mean, I don't know why. I don't have a terror, except it reminds me, I think, of one of my other dogs I loved this much years ago. But I had one dog in Hawaii that did $10,000 worth of damage. And I kid you not.
Wow.
I mean, it would throw pillows in the pool while I was talking to somebody. It would jump in the pool and swim, and then I'd have to go in and save it. It would bring pigeons in the house and kill it if I left it.
You know, I
my husband.
I was going to say the story that I heard, but go on with your story.
He ate my husband's flute. That got him mad. He ate poison, and we took him to the vet, and the vet said he tried to kill himself because we left. So it's like this dog is a close second. And I loved my Sadie that I had with all my heart and my soul. I mean, and this one I love just as much. As bad as he is, I love him. We bought him a bed today, and he tried to eat the bed. That has been my life for the last few weeks. And you wonder why I'm not that happy? You know, hello.
You know, I was going to say something. I read in the Guinness Book of World Records one time, they were talking about the most expensive guard dog. And it turned out this was this guard dog that was so good at sniffing out drugs that the mob had a hit on it.
A what?
It
had a hit?
It would put money to have somebody to kill the dog.
Chase the dog.
They tried to have the dog killed with money. There was a $50,000 thing on its head.
Yeah, Jonathan, I don't want to hear stuff like that. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
I can't believe it. Anyway, do we have any callers or what's going on?
Yes, we sure do. We certainly do.
Okay.
Let me get this person on the air.
Okay.
All right. This is area code 703. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
I appreciate you, but I have a funny story. My kid's birthday was last week, and out of the blue, I decided to go get them some scratch-off cards for their birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you lucky?
Well, I don't know. They're coming over tomorrow. My kids have the same birthdays, the same day, 2 years later. So they're just going to come over tomorrow, and I actually bought scratch-off cards because I didn't know what to get them, so I bought a bunch of them. But isn't that kind of funny? You said the same thing.
Yeah.
I
like that best as a birthday present, to be honest with you, scratch-off cards. I love those.
Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome.
You know, they're fun. I mean, when you win or, you know, when I win a lot. But I went a little stuff, you know, like $10, $15. I mean, you know, I just have fun with it. I just like, it gives you hope that there might be something in the world out there. Okay, where are you? Besides, I want to meet David. Have you ever watched an HGTV where he goes around and you know, gets everybody their million-dollar homes?
Yes. The guy from the Trading Spaces a long time ago or something.
Yeah. My dream is to meet him. And the only way I'm going to meet him is if I win a scratch off.
There you go. You can buy your next million-dollar house from him.
Where are you calling from?
I live in Virginia now.
Okay. I think I've been there. Is that the one that has the streets are named after Monopoly, Baltic? Yeah, Baltic Avenue and the Monopoly names.
I don't know. Maybe DC might have some of that, but I don't know. That's a good question.
I went to the Edgar Casey Institute there in Virginia. Do you know where that is?
I live in Northern Virginia. I live in Northern Virginia by the Devil's, where the Redskins training park.
Okay. You certainly have an accent. It sounds more Boston than it does.
I am. I'm originally from Boston.
Okay. The reason I know all this, I used to be, and Barbara, interesting, I used to be a telephone operator, and I used to practice listening to all the dialects. So I knew Boston and New York and all that. It comes back to me when I do this show. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Because of COVID, I got laid off in October. But I recently started a new job a couple weeks ago, but I don't really like it. So I don't know if you see something else coming down the pipe, maybe something a little more up my alley.
Okay. I love your accent. I'm sorry. Okay, what type of job is that you started?
It's a mortgage company, but basically it's a paper form.
Well, you're breaking up. It's a mortgage company?
Yeah, a mortgage company.
Yeah, but that pays good money, doesn't it?
No, I'm the paper pusher. I'm like the closing department, so I'm just pushing paper all day long.
Oh, boy. Trying to think. Can you get your license somehow and then go into mortgage, the real mortgage broker?
No, I don't want to do that. No, I would have done it a long time ago. That's not my thing.
Okay. Tell me what you want to do.
Well, I'm more of a people person. I want to be around, you know, maybe like some, I was doing some admin, you know, kind of like that kind of work. I mean, I really enjoy that, actually. I just don't enjoy this one.
No, I understand, especially pushing paper. Because of COVID is just now breaking and people are going back to work, at least in Nevada and certain areas, they're going back to work and everything's fine, everything's good that way. We're at 50% at this point that you're allowed to go back and do things and restaurants being open. So you're going to have to wait to the full, you know, blown issue comes in. I mean, it's good for you. It's really good for you to start looking around. But as far as admin is concerned, it's kind of like dying breed. It's been happening right now. You know, have you put in any applications?
Oh, I've been sending out a lot of applications. It's just, but the pay, people are lowballing you. I'm not working for $15 an hour.
Okay. Well, the pay, that's weird because they need people so bad.
I know.
Everywhere. So that doesn't make sense to me why it would be that low for what you're doing.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, they can get these young kids to do it for 15 bucks an hour, so.
Yeah.
Be aware of it. You know, there's so many people out of work that they'll take it. They can pick and choose. And you might want to I don't know. I just don't see something to your liking coming. So it's like hold on to your job for now, but in the near future, yes, it will occur.
Okay.
If
it's easy to get a job when you have a job.
Say again?
It's easier to get a job when you have a job.
I don't know why that is, but it's so true. okay? But you don't have to worry because everything else is going your way. You do have a job. You do have money coming in. It's good money.
Yeah.
So just hold on to it for a while, and you'll be all right for now. But keep applying, and something good will come in, I promise you, within 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling.
Sounds good. Probably because she's a magnet. Like, the reason that saying is true is because if you have a job, you're probably going to tell yourself, I have a job, meaning you're going to attract a job. If you say, I don't have a job, I don't have a job, the universe will hear that constantly. So that's probably why that works.
That's true. That's very true. Okay, we have next caller, Johnny.
You most certainly do. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on.
Hi.
The second chance.
Hi,
here.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tamika. I have a similar question to the last caller. Pretty much I've been applying a lot to try to get a different job, one that I would be happy at, in a more pleasant environment, and
no,
I haven't got anything.
I didn't catch your name, and where are you from?
My name is Tamika, and I'm calling from New York.
From New York. Okay. Upstate, are you in Manhattan or are you in Long Island?
Long Island.
I don't know what it is with Long Island people calling it. Okay. All right, because I'm from the general area. All right, so what type of work are you looking for?
I would like something more in the well-being field. Like, it can be customer service, but just more where it's not about sick people. I work in a doctor's office now, and I like to be more like maybe in a spa or something that's happier, like something more positive, where it's not sick people.
Okay. The problem, again, is COVID. We're getting to the stage where it's getting better, but it may come crashing down again like it did in the UK with the new COVID. So it's going to be rough, but I do see you getting something, people, person, doing something like that in the near future. It's rough. You know, we have our pick and choose of jobs that need people like crazy. But where are you applying?
I've been applying in other medical companies similar to mine, like hoping that maybe their environment would be better, but I haven't gotten anywhere with them. I've been applying to like bookstores and just kind of any place that I like to go, and I just haven't gotten through to anywhere.
Did you say bookstore?
Yeah.
There aren't any, except for Barnes and Noble.
No, there is one in my town that's pretty popular.
Oh, okay. What's the name?
Book Review.
Okay. That would be fun. I do get you doing something with books, so that is a possibility. I don't think it'll pay as much money as you'd like, but, you know, it would be good. What about the medical field? Have you tried doctor's offices? Have you tried the hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep applying to the hospital in my town and then other doctor's offices I see on Indeed or Glassdoor or any of those sites that are search engines for openings. And
yeah, but
I don't know what it is.
I don't understand when people need people like yourself so badly, why they're not getting back to you. My gut feeling is you need to get back to them.
Hmm.
That, you know, you need to get back to them, and then you will get something. Try dental offices. I don't know why I want to say that, but try dental offices and eye offices.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, and they're doing beauty stuff now, dental. Some dentists, they're doing that kind of thing, which maybe would be up your alley since you said spa.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying atmosphere. Yeah.
I see you getting something, so just hang in there and go for it.
Okay.
Keep applying.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, call
Thank
us
you,
back
ma'am.
When you get something. You will. I swear,
Thank
Barbara.
You,
Barbara, I don't know why everybody wants
yes.
a job.
I know. Well, and then the lady who did get one doesn't like it. I wonder why. The atmosphere that you're in every single day, that's so important. But first priority is making a living to have a comfortable life. But
yeah,
to find it all, just keep, yeah, just do what you say. Just keep on, you know, trying and it will come. Just, yeah, because you said it was going to come for the first lady and also for this Tamika. It's coming. So just know it is coming
but again,
be ready.
We're up against a virus or whatever you want to call it, bacteria, COVID. We're up against that, and it's not very pleasant. So, you know, it really puts a damper on things because one minute we're okay, and the next minute they come up and they say, you know, we're not okay. So it's really crazy.
That's what the big problem is they say, okay, it's getting better, and everybody stops being so careful.
Yeah, everybody goes crazy.
Keep on.
To Florida.
Yeah.
They all go to Florida,
yeah.
And they do whatever they need to do, you know, that type of
I
thing.
I saw that.
By the way, aren't you going away somewhere? Near future?
Yeah. Well, there's a thing in Vegas coming up. It's a lot of opportunity there, but nowhere else. I will
yeah,
have
Vegas.
To wait till
I certainly
on
am. I certainly am.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be okay if I took the
go
time
ahead,
to
ahead.
Give out the number?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I figured it would be a good time to do it. 516-531-9874.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And
call now. You have your question ready and make it specific.
Okay.
Right.
So Vegas is opening up. A lot of things are opening up in Vegas. It's getting insane. So they're having shows. They're having everything. So I feel like you might have a real good shot at that, Barb.
Yeah. Well, okay, good, because things are coming up for me. I've already been there, as you know, but it will be nice to have Vegas back to normal. That was so weird because they were shut down so fast.
I know.
My brother lives there. He said it was the weirdest thing, seeing the strip with no lights. He goes, that was just so weird to see.
That's everywhere. That's everywhere.
It's a strip.
Everywhere.
The strip was noticeable. No. When there's no lights on the strip, that's like, whoa, that's something weird. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, well, I've heard from my friends in Waikiki that Waikiki was like, you can put a bowling ball pass, you know, through it. So, you know, it's like that all over. Johnny, where are we at?
Okay, we are at caller is 770. You're on the air.
Hi, hello. What's your name and where are you from? You're on with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, my name is Maddie. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I just, I don't have a particular question, and I just thought maybe I would receive whatever, whatever spirit gives you for me.
That's an interesting thought. You help a lot of people. You do a lot of good. People just tend to love you. You have a lot of spirituality. Your belief in God is awesome. You do whatever it takes to make things happen, and you don't take no for an answer. That's what I have been given.
Okay.
Does that make sense, any of it?
Yeah, I do tend to help a lot of people as far as a shoulder to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have given a lot over the years, and I'm a little concerned about my I don't know if it's a kidney problem or a urinary tract problem. I've been urinating like every hour, every 2 hours. Like, oop, I gotta go pee again. And I thought
number one, have you gone to a gynecologist to check that out?
No, I have not as of yet. I just started using some D-Menonase, which is I think it has something to do with cranberry.
No,
it's an herb.
No.
That's supposed to be very good.
No, don't be your own doctor. That usually happens when you have an infection, and the infection is caused by, I'm not a doctor, but, urinary tract infection. And the only way that you're going to stop it is by going to the gynecologist and they will give you medication for it. That's the only way it's going to stop. It's not going to stop with cranberry juice or any of that. How old are you?
How old am I? 76.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is diabetes running the family?
I don't know of anyone.
Okay. Then just go to your gynecologist. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way you're going to get, you can try all the quackery stuff and all, a lot of the stuff is true.
But I tend to see the herbs. I do.
Well, I do too. But there's times you have to go to the doctor. Now, if you want to keep peeing, then I'd be very honest with you, then keep taking your herbs. Otherwise, go to the doctor and get they will give you, and it'll stop immediately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah, I want to clear that up completely. Get it totally taken care of, especially at that age, so it doesn't
go
to something worse.
Barbara, you're breaking up where I can't hear you. I don't. And I can hear you, but it's muffled.
Oh, is it still muffly now?
A little. Maybe can you take your voice away from the mic a little bit?
I'll try.
All right. I'm just like, I have you on speaker, but I don't think, do you have me on speaker?
No.
No. Okay. Let me take you off.
I'm not on speaker. I'm not on speaker. I'm on my earphones. And maybe I have the settings wrong. Can you hear me better? I'm going to go in and check.
Yeah, check your settings because your settings is, it's like, I can't explain it. You're running amok. I don't know.
Okay. I'll check it.
All right. I'm sorry, Jonathan. Well, do we have another caller?
Okay. Yes, we do. Area code 415 is on the air.
Oh, we got the Bay Area, my neck of the woods. What's up?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
This is Anne from the Bay Area, like you guessed.
Uh-huh. And?
And do you do general reading?
Yes, of course.
Great. New things coming in for spring.
Boy, people are not being specific. what type of work do you do?
I do not work. My job is non-existent during COVID.
I'm sorry. Oh, boy. What type of work was it?
Events, special events, anything to do with large groups of people together.
Oh, boy. That's a rough one. And, I don't think you want to get out of that. That that may come back in a few years. That may come back
in
ready. A few years.
I'm not
in a few years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not gonna come back for a long time. Unless you get on Zoom TV or connect with Zoom.
I'm not interested in doing that at all.
Okay, what are you interested in doing?
That's what I'm calling about. See what you see.
I understand. I see somehow working with people. I see you giving advice to people. I see you solving problems of people. I see you helping people. I see you really taking good care of yourself in every way, shape, and form. I feel like money is not an issue. And you're just like, are you doing any tech stuff?
Tech?
Yeah, are you doing any tech,
computer tech? I'm participating in everything now is, like you said, on Zoom, so I'm been taking a lot of classes and workshops, but not.
Okay.
I don't work. I'm not interested.
Well, I just see you picking up and doing what you want to do and not worrying about anything, and it's all good. there is some sort of move in the offing or getting another house. Are you planning on doing that?
Kind of out of the blue, a friend of mine said she bought a house and she'd like a roommate. And I don't think of it, forever, but I think it would be a good move opportunity that's been offered and start in a new area.
Did she buy it up towards Tahoe?
Way up in Washington State.
That is way up. Do you mind the rain 24/7?
Well, Eastern Washington. Where I'm from. So I was born and raised in Seattle, so I know that for sure. And Eastern Washington is very different. Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that. That's
right. 100% different. Yeah. It's Eastern Washington is hot in the summer. It's like New York maybe. Hot in the summer, cold in the winter, all four seasons.
Completely different.
It is. That's kind of weird. I definitely feel you should move with her. I think you'll have a ball and you'll have good fun and you'll have someone to talk to and it'll be a new experience and you need to go for it.
Well, thank you, because sometimes being a roommate can ruin a friendship. So, I would never want that. So
and
I think, with open communication solves,
Sometimes it not. So don't be on the negative.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for correcting
sometimes
that.
It strengthens it. So, and you have someone to do stuff with. I know I have my friend Richard here, and I do a lot of things with him. And especially when my husband's not around because he's working. And I enjoy every minute of it. And he's 92, and I'm in my 70s.
Great.
And we have a ball.
Wonderful.
He's so active, it's ridiculous.
Sounds like my father. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, just wonderful. Anyway, you have a good day.
Oh, can I ask one quick one?
Yes.
I went to Mexico last year, and I just fell in love with it. And so I'm thinking take a trip before I move. To move first and get that set up and then take a trip.
What part of Mexico? I've been hearing this a lot from a lot of people.
Last year I went to Puerto Vallarta and now I want to go to Chiapas. I want more of the indigenous cultures.
I've been to Puerto Vallarta probably 5 times. On cruise ships, what I like about the cruising is the fact that you get a little taste of everything.
Yeah.
And then you can decide what your favorite places are that you want to go to. Mine happens to be Aruba. That is one place that I want to live,
Wow.
And I just absolutely love it. So all I can tell you is, no, take the trip first and then make the move.
Great. Thank you, because once you move, you have to do a lot of things and start finding a job and blah, blah, blah.
Ma'am, I wanted to jump in a little bit.
Thank you.
I was just going to suggest you might call Dale in for a meeting if you like. Just a suggestion.
Oh, yes. I know this is a quick 1 minute one, so I'll let you go and thank you for the reading.
You're welcome. Okay. So, again, Barb, my number is 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816. I've been getting quite a few calls from Hawaii. You know, now we're 3 hours. That's not the thing. So, Barbara, before I go back, ask me some questions that you need to know.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for offering that. Okay, I feel a little bit of a stuck. I'm kind of stuck with my home, and I have so many great ideas. How can I get unstuck? Like, there's a wall, like a mental block with doing it, like knowing what I want, but I don't do it. Like, how do you get over any kind of mental block, and why do I have it?
Oh, wow. Okay, what do you want to do with your house is what you're saying. What do you want to do?
I'm moving around furniture. I want to get rid of furniture. I want to make backdrops for sets for, you know, when we go on, when people can see us on TV, and I want to just create, and I just, every day I'm like, okay, I didn't do it again. What's wrong with me? Like, I can't just dive in and do it. I don't know. There's a blockage. Weird.
Okay, but you said moving, right?
Just moving stuff around. I'm not going to actually move to a new place right now. I want this place to be right. It has not been right since I moved there, because everybody comes and tries to help me, and they put it in a way wrong. They do it all wrong. I don't want any help. I just want to do it myself. I want to get rid of my mental block. And why do I even have a mental block on it? Is there a spirit in there?
Start with, you don't have the right subject. I really see you getting like movie posters or photographs, doing walls of things you've done in your life and making it a wall, and including movie posters of men and people you've known. Does that make any sense to you?
This is so crazy, Dale. That is exactly my idea, and that's part of what I wanted for my background, of everything that I've done, like photo shoots and special shots and my fashion and my famous – I've got so many famous people I have pictures with, and most people have all that displayed in a cool way, and maybe it's just because I don't know how to do it in a cool way, so I don't ever do it.
All right. Number one, the reason why you're stuck is you're a perfectionist, and you want a certain way, and so if it isn't that way, just rip it off and start over, okay?
Okay, and you kind of learn as you go. Like, if you make a mistake, it's okay, because then you'll learn what you do want. That makes sense.
Isn't any mistake on this. If you do what you want to do, and then you go for it. And you need to start with the posters and the photography and all that stuff. That'll be great.
That's crazy that you read my mind. I mean, you really literally did to the
piece
of what I want to do. Wow.
I don't think you have a block. I feel you have an organization problem.
Okay, wow.
Let me tell you why.
You hit the nail on the head.
I know.
Yes.
I can look at my clothes on it, and I study it for 3 or 4 hours knowing I have to put it away, okay? And then maybe I'll get one thing done. And my husband will come home, look at it, and go, bing, 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 bing.
Boom, done. Right.
I, you know, you have to be, your brain has to be geared for that. And my brain is not geared for organization. You know, I'm not a slob by any means, but I'm just not geared for organization.
Okay,
you know,
because mine is, but only if it is, like, the kitchen's perfect. And my daughter's like, but Mom, like, everything in the kitchen has its place and it's perfect and it looks great. It's like, I think we just have too much stuff. So maybe I have to purge out, get that all organized. Because if you start on your project and then a month down the road, oh, my gosh, I didn't add that photo or something. So are you saying just get all the stuff organized first and then get it up
now,
there?
I would do it, and I would like to do the same thing eventually, is get all your favorite pictures out that you want and then label them on the back or somewhere, and then put them in a little order and take, you know, photos of them with your camera on your phone and see how it looks.
Right.
And if it looks, boost it up. That's all.
Ah. Okay, so thank you. That helps me, and it also just helps me to know that I don't have a block. It's not some weird spirit in there that is stopping my creativity. It's just do it. You know, it's just, you just dive in. Just go, do it. Just start.
Yeah.
Because
you know,
every day it's like, oh, my gosh, I haven't done it yet, and this is like a fun thing for me. I love projects.
Yeah, but you like other people's projects. You don't like your own, so there's
yeah.
a difference.
Okay, that is why too, Dale. Why are people like that? Like you said, you know, you look at something for a long time, your husband comes and does it. I could go into anybody's place, and it probably would be awesome at the end of the day with what I create for them. But when it's your own stuff,
you really,
it's like that's
you
where
really,
I get the block.
You don't have a block. You really, okay. Mr. Mark, you should be an interior designer for other people's
yeah.
houses. You know, but... it's too much stuff in your apartment and too much clutter. So you got to get rid of the clutter, which I'm working on doing too. You got to get rid of the clutter, and then you can see things clearer.
You really are a psychic, Dale. I mean, I hope everybody heard that, because, I mean, that is the biggest issue right now, the clutter. And it's been a show apartment before. So I have to get this stuff out of storage, get it out, go through it before I could get, you know, that's called organization. So right now, all the stuff, the bins, it's all in the apartment. You can hardly move. It's driving us insane.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm there right now between my house and my dog. I know. I know. Anyway.
Okay, so we just,
I'm not a shrink. Pardon me?
No, but I just need to make the time. Like, I'm not making the time for something. And you should love, if you love yourself, you would make time for yourself to do projects that are going to make you happy. So I think it stems.
The
like,
project.
Hey, I'm worth
the
it.
The project that makes me happy right now is missing Hawaii and the ocean and just staring at the ocean. And usually on my birthday, I do that. Or I'm out on a boat. Or, you know, or something. And I'm really bummed out that, you know, I'm alive. That's about it. That's the best I can tell you. I'm alive.
I could tell. When you first got on the line today, I could tell you were down. And that's probably why you don't have big plans for the birthday. I had one of the worst birthdays ever this last time because, you know, I have big parties. And one was,
yep.
Well, my daughter and one other person was there. And it just was like, oh, such a letdown. So I know what you're going through.
I don't have big parties ever, but I think I had only one birthday party in my whole life, and that was in Hawaii, and all the entertainers came, and we did it at a karaoke bar, and a lot of famous people came. It was wonderful, you know, but I don't know. It's just I feel like you do. I feel stuck. I feel like I should be on a cruise ship, or I should be on the ocean, and I'm bummed. And, you know, nothing I can do about it, so I have to accept it and leave it at that. So I'll probably, I don't know.
And not call it a block like I do. It's just, you kind of feel stuck. And that's normal. That's just, so
some things that maybe we're going through that everybody else is going through during COVID.
Sure, like
our lives have changed. Yeah.
Okay. Johnny, do we have more?
I was thinking we could put Richard on. Do you want to put Richard on?
Oh, I guess your promotion didn't work the way you wanted it to.
No, it actually did. We had more than we've had, more than average. But I'm going to go ahead and put Richard on.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. Hi, Richard. That was fast.
See, yeah, speaking of clutter, you should see my desk.
Really?
TV screens. You know, notice how I say they're screens. I got one that's sort of medium size, and then another one that's huge. And plus, I got an iPad going and the phone going. And I guess what I need is maybe two or three more electronic devices that run. No, I'm really kidding. I don't understand most of them. I think that's an age thing. You know, when you get past about 90, all these automatic phones and iPads and iPhones and dingle bobs and all that stuff, they get a little disturbing. In fact, I just bought a new car, and it's very interesting. We Dale and I went, and I all of a sudden had a gut feeling, as I told Dale. I said, you know, I had a gut feeling about leaving Hawaii. And she said, oh, why do you want to leave it? I said, well, Hawaii's going to sink. Well, right now, it all damn near is sinking. It's raining so much out there. But the car was about the same thing. And so I got rid of my truck and got this this car. And I really like
it. Is it electric?
It's,
is it electric?
No, it's not Richard. Electric. I'm too old for electric. No spark left in me. Bad joke.
That's
anyway,
good. That's a funny one.
Anyway.
Richard, tell them what kind of car it is.
Do what now? I'm sorry.
Tell them what kind of car it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a Subaru, and it's a sport.
Cool.
And I meant to get one that's a little bit more reasonable, but we got there, and Dale says, wow, I see that sport, and that's the one I want. So we ended up trying that sport, and then we ended up buying the thing, and I really like it. And it's been sort of an experience. You come home, and I tried opening the trunk, and I kept searching for a switch, and I finally found a switch, and then I finally got around to reading the directions, you know, in the instruction book. Oh, yeah, there's only about three or four switches in there. It all opens automatically and closes. All you got to do is push the button. Bingo. So the next thing now is to get rid of my box of clutter I took out of my truck. And so I got some room left in there, but I haven't forced myself into that. So I'm procrastinating a little bit, somewhat like you, Barb, you know, trying to clean up your dwelling there. And I got to clean out my...
we're all
it's kind of like, you know, my final words on this, finally kind of like Christmas. You got all these boxes and you open up and you figure, what the heck is this for? What's that for? Gee, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then you got to go to a book because they use all these abbreviations and you say, gee, what are they talking about? So I figured in those 6 months, I might figure out half of it. That's my final word on it. But it's a great car. Drives nice.
Oh,
so far.
Wow.
Congrats. I was going to say something, Dale. We have a caller. Can you put this person through? Okay. Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
This is Michelle.
And what are you from?
I just moved to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to know how you thought things were going to go for me here.
Okay. Where did you move from?
From California.
That's kind of a big move from California to Georgia.
It was big. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you happy there? Do you like it? Or are you getting to meet in the room and the real things that are happening in New Jersey? What's that mean?
I heard
Hello?
That too.
Yeah,
somebody needs
did
to
you,
put it on
I,
mute.
Oh, I couldn't hear. Did
okay.
you ask if I was happy?
Yeah, are you happy in Georgia?
Oh, so far, yes. It's been a very difficult transition here. A lot of shysters trying to rip you off when you're moving, and I'm still in a hotel actually. I only got here like 2 weeks ago. So, but yeah, I'm encouraged.
Are there places to rent over there?
Yeah, there's the place I was going to go into. When I walked in, I didn't like it, so I'm sort of looking around now. And I'm even looking to maybe buy a house.
Okay, don't buy yet. You have to make sure that you like it there. So if you can, rent. Okay? If you can,
okay.
rent. And then pick an area and see what you want to do. I mean, see if you want to buy a house at that point. But what part of California did you come from?
The Los Angeles area.
Okay. Yeah, it is a big change. The ICU is something where it's a little bit of wide open spaces and possibly a condo or a house. And I see you giving something, but it's not going to be right away. You know,
mm-hmm.
So the problem is, and I don't know if it's the case in Georgia, but everything you look at rental-wise or anything you look at the other way, you know, rent or buy, is being taken, like being zapped up, and especially
yeah,
California.
Yeah.
The same with California. California's from Tahoe and Minden and Reno, and they're making Reno into a little Las Vegas. I've never seen anything like it, you know. Like they have 250 lots for sale, and they're all over $1 million. I mean, that's crazy for Reno, you know.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, wow.
How is it in Georgia?
Well, I think it's going up fast, you know. People are overbidding and overbidding what they think that people are overbidding. So I think the property values are going up very fast. But I don't know how, you know, for what reason, you know, why now. But, you know, we do have low interest rates. So that's one thing.
Well, yeah, that's everywhere. But I'm going to tell you right now, there is going to be, within the next year, by the end of the year, it's all going to come tumbling down. It's all going to start lowering and lowering and lowering. Because I'm starting to see that with houses that you rent and apartments. There wasn't any. Now I'm seeing a few that there are. So, I mean, it's very interesting. So you think in a hotel, though, isn't that expensive?
To go to where? I didn't hear you. From where?
You said you're in a hotel
in
now.
Oh, in a hotel. No, well, it's only temporary. I'm looking for, you know, the right place. I think but I'm also looking to buy, so I wasn't sure if I should go into a rental and then break the lease on the rental. So I'm going to give it a little bit of time, but it's no.
Yeah,
I got a good rate on the hotel.
Oh, you did. Okay. Is it monthly or, you know?
Yeah, it's she's giving me a monthly rate. Yeah.
Okay. You should be fine. Just don't buy yet because You know, this can't keep, houses can't keep going up. What's happening is they're building condos and apartments and all that stuff. And, I mean, so there's going to be rentals, and there's going to be people will be getting out of their houses, too. So it's going to get to the point of they can't afford it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So don't buy it first unless you see something exceptional.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay? But you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Hang in. What part of Georgia are you? Are you in Atlanta or?
North of Atlanta, yeah.
Okay, but doesn't it rain a lot there and you get a lot of tornadoes and kind of weird stuff, weather?
I like the rain. And we almost had a there was a tornado warning the other day. I didn't think it got that many. But, I mean, it's not like Texas or anything.
No, but, yeah, they do. So, but mm-hmm. It's okay. All right. A lot of people from California are moving to Arizona. It's all crazy. But anyway, it's going to be good. So hang in there and not to worry, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Well,
wow. It was a lot of move calls about moving and our home. And thank you so much, Dale, for helping me today, too, because just knowing that I don't have a block, if it's not because of some weird force, it's just typical, like a little bit of what Richard said, too, procrastination until it's perfect. It's never going to be perfect.
Nothing is perfect in this world. What I have learned from this whole COVID virus thing, and it's a big lesson, what I have learned is that change, everything changes. Nothing stays the same. Where I was always into, I'm living in Tahoe, I don't want change. I stayed in one house for 34 years until you can't take it anymore because you get older and you can't do the smell. But the whole point is that change is something I never did well with, and I still don't do well with it, but I'm getting better. I'm realizing that change is change is change. And I think by watching my puppy, who's 8 months old and 81 pounds, I'm watching change. I mean, I see that he's doing the silliest things. So change.
That's enjoyable.
It's very hard for me, but at least through this COVID thing, I'm adjusting to it.
Yes, accepting it, so that's good. It is hard when you're used to the same thing. Richard does well with change. He's 92, and this is amazing.
He was in the Navy for 20 years, for God's sake. They change every 2 minutes, you know, right, Richard? Is he still there?
Yeah.
John.
I'm not on. Yeah, okay.
You're back.
Yes, well, change. I mean, we don't, if it didn't change, it wouldn't be interesting. How's that for a comment? And it's,
good.
You know, I had a truck I loved and I changed it for, you know, a little Subaru, and I loved that one too. And I don't know. You get that gut feeling sometimes, you got to do this, you got to do that. And all I can say is go ahead and do it. And if you want to go to wherever, go. And enjoy it.
Listen to yourself. Believe in yourself, listen to your gut.
Yeah, I think that really sums it up. Yes. Yes.
Well, he's in his 90s and he's in the Navy for 20 years. And all they do is change and move and change. You know, I thought I was bad at living in 13 different cities, God knows. How many cities have you lived in, Richard?
Well, I sort of lost track, about 13 or 14. I can't even remember the addresses of any of them. maybe that's a age thing, but memory leaves me blank. And, you know, the Florida, the California, and New York, and all over the place. Always traveling. And Washington, true. Right? And loved Washington. But, yeah, in the Navy, it was always, we were talking the other night, Dan and I, about just the subject about moving. And I said, well, I had the good system going. I said, well, my wife and I and the two kids would get transferred. Like one time we got transferred to Syracuse, New York, so I could go to university for a year. And I said, when I got there, I said, well, here's the keys to the car, honey. I'll stay here in the motel with the kids, and you go find us a place to live. She was so exceptional at that. About an hour later, I came back and said, I got a place. And I said, I don't know how she did it, but she always seemed to find a new place, another change. In fact, my child could remember we were going cross country with the kids. And my little boy said, is this our home for the night? You know, yeah, this for now, not forever. And so it's just another change. But no, I think changes are good for you.
Okay, well, it is for you. Well, I'm learning one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And that's what's making me feel better is one day at a time. 1 hour, 1 moment, 1 day. Good way to learn. And, I can't wait for my birthday on Sunday. I know we're going to go out to eat, but that's about it. Anyway. That I told you the story real quick about the bicycle, didn't I tell you guys? I told you, Barbara. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Barbara, was this last week the bicycle story?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're
$10
bike. I do kind of remember, but not the details.
Okay, let me run that by you real quick. I wanted a tricycle for my birthday because I have arthritis in my knees, so I want a tricycle.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
I ordered one off Amazon, and I was looking at tricycles. It said $10.70. So I knew that was a scam, but it's Amazon. So I ordered two, and then I called Amazon and said, something is not right here. And they laughed so hard. I mean, they said, lady, you made our day. I mean, you know, like
it was funny.
Yeah, you shouldn't have people work, you know, that you know, working. I mean, you know, for Amazon, it's just unreal. So anyway, that was no bike am I getting. So
no dollar bike.
No $10 bike. But I didn't expect it. I decided to play it out and just see what would happen. And it's still not been delivered. So what can I say?
But he got your dollar, and he probably gets a lot of people's dollars.
Dollars?
Got two of your dollars.
Huh? What dollars?
Adds up for him. Didn't you say you bought two for 99 cents?
No, $9.99.
Oh, okay. Well, he got some money.
But it doesn't. I just thought that it's so weird to look on Amazon and see a tricycle. Randomly. $17 for $9.99, and I knew there was no way to get it. Is that you hosting the Mustang?
I think there's something cuter than that. It would be seeing you on a tricycle, Dale. That's what would be cute.
Anyway, I'm going to go eat and a big aloha to you guys, okay?
Okay. Aloha, Dale. And bye, Richard. Yes,
okay.
You can hear this show, hear us on our YouTube channel, and subscribe while you're there. Give us a review. We would love that. And find Dale on her website, daleshear.com, and also her direct phone number is 808-372-1816. Call her, text her, get your deluxe reading one-on-one. All week long she's available, so take advantage of the best psychic in town, in the world. I mean, that was amazing today. Absolutely amazing. So thank you, Dale, for your expertise. Thank you, Johnny. And it was nice to hear from Richard. Thank you for listening, everybody. Mm-hmm. And aloha.
Aloha.
Well, good night, everyone. Good night, Barbara. Good night, Dale. Good night, Richard.
Good night, Sharon boy, Johnny boy.